You know, I was in China earlier this year, and Iceland, and Latin America, and many other places, all as I was writing Hoodwinked, and all of those places I talk about the experiences in here. And I was struck by everywhere I went, particularly in China, which we all know is assuming a much more important world role all the time. But I was struck by how we are the leaders still. You know, we do consume more than 25% of the world's resources. Our language is the prevalent language of business and diplomacy. Our dollar is the prevalent currency. Our music, our literature is prevalent. We are the leaders. Let's take that role seriously. Let's get out there and lead. The world is waiting to see us commit to and demand a sustainable and just and peaceful world. So let's move in that direction and make it happen. I know we can do it. I have tremendous hope that that we can do it. We're in the process of doing it. I feel it happening as I go around for 5 years since Confessions was published. There's a change. Something amazing is happening. We're feeling it. We're expressing it. So I was in Panama. I came here from Panama a couple of days ago. And in Panama, I worked with Kuna people. These are indigenous people who live on these islands off the coast of Panama. And their islands are being inundated by the rising sea level. They're going to lose them. They lost two already. They're going to lose probably all of them within the next 30 to 50 years. And one of the nonprofits I founded, Dream Change, Pachamama Alliance, Dream Change, you can go to their websites, dreamchange.org, pachamama.org. Dream Change is down there. We're trying to help the Kuna deal with this problem. And Panama has a fascinating history. It was formed as an isthmus, as a landmass, only 3 million years ago. Before that, the Atlantic and the Pacific were one ocean. They were connected where Panama is today. And then 3 million years ago, this isthmus was formed. And it changed everything. When you separated those oceans, the Caribbean or the Atlantic is much more saline and calmer and doesn't have as much life. The Pacific is much colder also in that part of the world, has a lot more life. There was no Humboldt Current, there was no Gulf Stream until Panama was formed. Those two currents changed climates everywhere in the world. And animals that had never met each other, the animals of South America and the animals of North America and Central America, had been kept in their parts, and suddenly they came together and they started migrating. Plants, everything changed with the forming of this country 3 million years ago. And this Kuna elder knows this and was addressing it. So he was speaking at this event. Jane Goodall was speaking at it. Jane Goodall's very involved in this project in Panama that we're working on to restore rainforests and help the Kuna. And this Kuna elder said, as he spoke that night, "Here in Panama, the great creator made a bridge across the oceans 3 million years ago. It transformed one ocean into two, Atlantic and Pacific. That single act brought together the North and the South. It also changed climates, changed the world. Then the Yankees came and tore a hole in that bridge with a huge canal. It changed everything once again. Since then, we have all been divided. People from nature, people from each other, North from South, East from West. Everything went crazy." He paused and he looked out at all of us and he said, "Now it is up to you, it is up to us to build a new bridge." I think that's why we're here tonight. We all came together tonight to work together to build that bridge, to be leaders, to build a bridge that stretches around the planet and is a bridge of sustainability, justice, and peace for my grandson, for all of us, so that my grandson, when he's my age, can look back and say, "Thank God those people all came together at Powell's that night, back when I was only two, and committed, each and every one of them, to going out and following their passions and using their talents to create a sustainable, just, and peaceful world just for me, Grant. Thank God they did that. And I have to say that I look forward to moving through this process with all of you. There's nothing in the world more gratifying and more satisfying and more enjoyable than to devote ourselves to creating a better world. And I look forward to doing it with all of you. Thank you so much.